Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 4, Beginning Bhakti. Lord Chaitanya then explained to Sanatan Goswami the various types and symptoms of practical devotional service. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya, bhavasa sadhana bhidha, nitya siddhasya bhavasya, prakatayam hridi sadhyata. When devotional service is performed with our present senses, it is called practical devotional service. Nitya siddha krishna prem sadhya kabhu nai, sravanadi shuddha chitte karaye udai. Actually, devotional service is the eternal life of the living entity and is lying dormant within everyone's heart. That practice which invokes dormant devotional service is thus called practical devotional service. The purport is that the living entity is constitutionally part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The Lord can be compared to the sun, while the living entities can be compared to molecules of sunshine. Under the spell of illusory energy, the spiritual spark is almost extinguished. But by practical devotional service, one can revive his or her natural constitutional position. And when one practices devotional service, it should be understood that he or she is returning to one's original and normal liberated position. Devotional service can be practiced with one's senses under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master. One begins spiritual activities for advancement in Krishna consciousness by hearing. For hearing is the most important method for advancement, and one should be very eager to hear favorably about Krishna. Giving up all speculation and fruitive activity, one should simply worship and desire to attain to love of God. That love of God is eternally existing within everyone. It simply has to be evoked by the process of hearing. Therefore, hearing and chanting are the principal methods of devotional service. Devotional service may be regulative or affectionate. One who has not developed transcendental affection for Krishna should conduct his or her life according to the directions and regulations of the scriptures as well as the spiritual master. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami advises Maharaja Parikshit, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyas Cheshatabhayam. O best of the Bharatas, it is the prime duty of persons who want to become fearless to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known by the name Hari, and to chant about Hari, and always remember Hari. Smartavya Satatam Vishnur Vismartavyo na jatuchit sarve vidhi nishedha sur etayor eva kinkara. Lord Vishnu is always to be remembered. Indeed, Vishnu is never to be forgotten, not even for a moment. This is the sum and substance of all regulative principles. The conclusion is that when all the rules, regulations, recommended and prohibited activities are revealed in the scriptures and they are taken together, the remembrance of the Supreme Lord is invariably the essence of everything. And so, remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within one's heart is the goal of devotional service. And when devotional service is performed purely and affectionately, then there is no question of regulative principles. There are no do's and do nots. However, one should generally accept the following principles in order to properly execute devotional service. Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Receive initiation from the spiritual master. Serve the spiritual master. Inquire and learn love from the spiritual master. Follow in the footsteps of holy persons who are devoted to the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Be prepared to give up all kinds of enjoyment and miseries for the satisfaction of Krishna. Live in the place where Krishna had his pastimes. Be satisfied by whatever is sent by Krishna for the maintenance of the body, and hanker for nothing more. Observe fasting on Ekadashi day. Ekadashi day occurs on the 11th day after the full moon and the 11th day after the new moon. On such days, no grains, no cereals, nor beans are eaten. Simply vegetables and milk are moderately taken, and chanting Hare Krishna and reading scriptures are increased. Finally, the devotee should show respect to other devotees, cows, and sacred trees like the banyan tree. It is essential for the neophyte devotee who is beginning to follow the path of devotional service to observe these 10 principles. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 4, Beginning Bhakti, recorded August 1st, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Kripa Paravara Sajjala Jalada Srini Ruchiro Rama Vani Rama Spurad Amala Panke Ruha Mukaha Surendra Aradhya Shruti Ganashika Gita Charito Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me.